We're on the telephone today with Mike Naig, who is Iowa's Secretary of Agriculture. Well, Mike, I understand you spent some time in Washington, D.C. this week, attending the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture meeting there, and also spending some time on Capitol Hill and at some of the federal agencies. So talk about what you learned during these visits this week.
Well, I'd say it was a great few days to connect with some of our real important leaders in agriculture, Secretary Sonny Perdue and being one of them, but also Senators Grassley and Ernst and Congressman King. And so, again, just had a chance to catch up on where we are with current trade negotiations with the RFS and the progress of the Farm Bill. So, continuing to just make sure that we're expressing to the administration the urgency that we feel here in Iowa about the need to complete NAFTA negotiations, the need to really get the Chinese to the table on negotiating in a way that can lift these tariffs, and also getting a chance to talk about, you know, the importance of domestic markets as well, renewable fuels being chief among them, and renewing our need, our plea for a strong RFS, year-round access to E15, and really stopping this practice of the small refiner waivers. So we were able to cover quite a bit of ground with folks this week.
On the trade issue, and I've been asking this question of farmers and agricultural officials, we talk about the urgency, and there are some things happening, some positive things, but how long can we continue to hold out here, I guess?
Yeah, well, definitely the pocketbooks are being impacted, farmers across the country in Iowa. And so we know that we need to see some action here. I think that, you know, first and foremost, we would say we really need to see NAFTA concluded, a true NAFTA 2.0. We've got an agreement with Mexico. We really need to get something done with Canada in a way that maintains that very, very important zero tariff treatment across both the Canadian and the Mexican borders. So that's very important. China, again, these tariffs that the Chinese are retaliating against the United States with could be lifted tomorrow if the Chinese would just come to the table and negotiate on some of these issues that really do need to be resolved. So, again, it's one that folks really do want to see, and we need to see some progress and bring some certainty back to our marketplace.
Did you hear anything on E15 that gives you hope here?
Well, I continue to be hopeful. I think, unfortunately, we did let another summer fueling season expire before we were able to see the relief and see that access to year-round E15 that we want. So the summer fueling season runs from June 1 to September 15th, and here we are again. So folks can now, after September 15, fill up a vehicle that it's a model year 2001 and newer with E15 during the summer. They can only put E15 in a flex fuel vehicle. So this is just that uncertainty that needs to be cleared up. We need to see progress from EPA on this and just live up to the congressional intent, which is to have a strong and growing and thriving renewables sector in this country.